我们要跟弟兄姊妹一同来读马可福音第八章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8.
我们要读下半章，从27节开始到38节。
We want to read the latter half from verse 27 to verse 38.
请Wayne跟我们用英文读。
Now Jesus and his disciples went out to the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and on the road he asked his disciples, saying to them, Who do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others, one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said to him, You are the Christ. Then he charged them that they should tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke this word openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. And when he had called the people to him with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his own soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
圣经我们就先读这一段。
We just read this passage in the Bible.
在刚才我们读的这一段圣经里头，
In the passage which we have just read,
耶稣基督提到有两种十字架。
Jesus speaks of two different crosses.
一个是基督的十字架。
One is the cross of Christ.
主耶稣讲，他要人子要受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
And Jesus taught that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
这是主耶稣讲到他自己将要被钉十字架。
And this is Jesus speaking of himself, that he is about to be nailed on the cross.
这是讲到基督的十字架。
And so it speaks of the cross of Christ.
这个十字架是一个救赎我们的十字架。
And this cross is a cross that saves us.
因为他被钉十字架。
Because he has been nailed on the cross.
他是亲身担当我们的罪。
And he has borne all our sins.
可以叫我们因着他的死，我们得到救赎。
Such that by his death we may be saved.
所以他必须要受苦。
So he must suffer.
他必须被人弃绝。
He must be rejected by men.
他必须被杀。
He must be killed.
但是他也必须复活。
But he will also rise again.
这是讲到基督他自己的十字架。
And this speaks of Christ, his own cross.
下面说到门徒的十字架。
And later on it speaks of the cross of the disciples.
他说完这些话以后，
And after these words,
他就跟门徒说，
He said to the disciples,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Whoever decides to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这里我们看到第二种的十字架。
Here we see the second type of cross.
这是门徒的十字架。
That's the cross of the disciples.
你要跟从主吗？
Do you want to follow the Lord?
你要舍己，要背你自己的十字架。
You need to deny yourself and take up your own cross.
这个是门徒的十字架。
And this is the cross of the disciples.
基督救赎了我们。
And after Jesus has saved us,
但是呢，他还要我们不断的成圣。
He wants us to continue to be sanctified.
单单是被称义，还不是神的目的。
It's not only good to be justified.
他要我们称义以后还要继续的成圣。
But he also wants us to be sanctified.
所以这个门徒的十字架，
And so this is the cross of the disciples.
就是一个不断成圣的十字架。
This is a cross that sanctifies us.
接着十字架叫我们不断的成圣。
And this cross causes us to continually to be sanctified.
叫我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象,
such that we may be conformed to the image of His Son.
叫神的荣耀能够显明在他所救赎的人的身上,
such that the glory of God may be manifested in the people that He has saved.
虽然是这两种的十字架,
although there are two types of cross,
但这两种十字架是有连带在一起的,
but these cross are bound up together.
什么东西把这个连在一起呢?
And what joins these two crosses together?
是基督的生命,
it is the life of Christ.
基督的生命把这两种十字架连在一起,
it is the life of Christ that joins these two crosses together.
门徒怎么能够背十字架呢?
How can the disciples bear the cross?
因为有基督的十字架,
it's because of the cross of Christ.
基督在十字架上为我们死,
because Christ has died on the cross for us.
当我们相信接受他以后,
and after we believe in Him,
基督的生命就在我们里面,
then His life enters into us.
所以我们就有基督的生命, 就可以背自己的十字架来跟从主了,
and because we have the life of Christ, then we can bear our own cross and follow after Him.
所以有先有基督的十字架,
so we first have the cross of Christ,
然后才有我们的十字架,
and then we have our cross.
这是生命的, 把我们连在一起,
and it's the life that joins these two together.
所以耶稣呢, 没有对其他的人, 不信的人说,
and so the Lord Jesus, He did not say this to those who did not believe,
因为他们没有基督的生命,
because they do not have the life of Christ,
他们也不可能背什么十字架,
and they cannot bear any crosses.
但是他对门徒说,
but He spoke to the disciples,
门徒有基督的生命,
because the disciples had the life of Christ,
所以他们就可以背舍己,
and so they can deny themselves, bear the cross, and follow after the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到这个新的生命就是背十字架的一个基础,
and so we see that new life that we have received forms the foundation for us.
因为有主的恩典,有主的爱在我们里面,
because we then have the love and the grace of the Lord within us.
那么他叫我们舍己,
and so here He asks us to deny ourselves,
背十字架,
to take up the cross.
这两个呢,
and these two are joined together.
十字架,
and when it speaks of denying ourselves, it speaks of the content of the cross.
就是说我们人,
that is, as a people, we have our responsibilities.
基督已经为我们死了,
Christ has already died for us.
但是我们人呢,
but what responsibility do we have in
我们就是对神, return? 要绝对的胜负,
that is, we then need to submit to God.
我们有个本分,
we have a responsibility.
我们有责任,
we have a responsibility.
我们怎么能被, 我们怎么能够舍下自己呢?
How can we deny ourselves?
这是我们所要做的,
this is something we need to do.
那我们怎么能够背起这个十字架呢?
And so how can we bear the cross?
我们知道我们信了主以后, 也听过很多这样的道理,
we know that after we believed in the Lord, we have listened to many doctrines.
难道我们靠自己的力量可以背负这个十字架吗?
Can we bear the cross by our own strength?
十字架没有一个人喜欢的,
no one delights in the cross.
那主耶稣为什么叫我们要背十字架来跟从他呢?
And so why does the Lord Jesus ask us to bear the cross to follow after Him?
他给我们力量,
He gives us strength.
就神的话就是我们的力量,
the word of God is our strength.
圣灵的能力也是我们的力量,
the power of the Holy Spirit is our strength.
所以主耶稣不但呼召我们来跟从他, 背十字架来跟从他,
so the Lord Jesus not only calls us to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Him,
他还赐给我们他的话,
He also gives us His words,
还让圣灵住在我们的里面, 做我们的能力,
and He gives us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to become our strength.
所以这就是他呼召我们, 同时也给我们力量,
and so on one hand He calls us, and on the other hand He gives us the strength.
但是从刚才那段圣经里头我们看到,
but from the passage which we have just read, we can see
门徒对这两种十字架, 他都不能够接受的,
that the disciples, they could not accept these two crosses.
可能他们不太懂,
perhaps they may not understand,
不知道这里头意思怎么样,
they may not understand the meaning behind it.
但是他听到这十字架的时候, 他就知道这不是一个他们所欢迎的东西,
but once they heard about the cross, they knew that they didn't like it.
你说如果给他们一个冠冕, 那他们觉得很好,
now if you give them a crown, they will be very happy.
你说给一个十字架,
but if you give them a cross,
一提到十字架,
and once you speak of the cross,
他马上想到在路旁边, 高高的十字架上面挂着人的尸体在上面的,
then they immediately conjure up the image of the crosses by the roadside where people are hung on them.
门徒他没有办法接受两种的这样两种十字架。
And so the disciples they could not accept these two crosses.
所以当主耶稣说到他的十字架的时候
，And so when the Lord Jesus spoke of his cross，
这个彼得就说了
，Peter then said，
就拉住他劝他
，And held on to him and tried to convince him。
这就是代表这些门徒当时的想法。
And this represents the thinking of all the disciples at that time。
如果耶稣跟他说我要到耶路撒冷做王了
If Jesus said to them I am going to Jerusalem to become king
以色列国要复兴了
And the kingdom of Israel will be restored
彼得不会拉着耶稣说要劝他你不要去你不要去的
Peter would not take Jesus aside saying to him do not go
但是当耶稣讲到他的十字架的时候
But when Jesus spoke of his cross
彼得说你不要去
Then Peter said, "No, you cannot."
他没有法接受这样的十字架。
He cannot accept that cross.
因为我们看到在第八章。
Because we see in chapter 8.
在耶稣讲这个话以前。
Before Jesus spoke these words.
这地方有耶稣又给四千人吃饱。
That he fed the 4,000.
这是一个大家很兴奋的事情。
And this is a very exciting matter.
在旷野里头。
In the wilderness,
什么东西都没有
there was nothing there.
就是几个小小的饼
there was just a few bread,
几条干的鱼
and dried fish.
有几千人要吃
and there were a few thousand people that have to be fed.
主耶稣一行神恩迹
and after Jesus did a miracle,
这些几千人都吃饱了
the few thousands, they were all full.
这个门徒看见这个事情太过兴奋了
and after disciples' witnesses, they were so excited.
那我们也看到这以后耶稣医治一个瞎子
and then later on he healed a blind man
这也是一个很大的神迹
and this is also a great miracle
那么我们就看到到了该撒利亚的腓立比的地方
and when they went to Caesarea Philippi
他们说彼得说认识耶稣是基督
Peter recognized Jesus as the Christ
你看在前面的话都是一些叫门徒很兴奋的事情
so you saw the events leading up to thisIt causes the disciples to become very excited.
但是到耶稣一说他要上十字架
But when Jesus started to say that he was going to the cross,
跟他们所想象的耶稣啊，好像完全不一样了。
It seemed like it was totally different from the Jesus that they knew.
那么有荣耀，那么有能力的一位耶稣。
This Jesus that has so much power, so much glory.
怎么要被钉在十字架呢
？Why is he to be nailed on the cross?
门徒不能接受。
The disciples could not accept that.
门徒也不能接受他们自己要有钉十字架。
And the disciples could not accept the fact that they also need to bear the cross.
所以说我们看到门徒对这两种十字架他都不能够接受。
And so we see the disciples, they cannot accept these two crosses.
一直等到耶稣死了复活了门徒在渐渐的明白。
It's only after Jesus died and resurrected that they began to understand.
因为这就是我们人的本性。
Because this is human nature.
特别是我们罪人的本性。
Especially the human nature of us sinners.
我们不要死。
We do not want to die.
我们只要活。
We want to live.
我们不要受受苦。
We do not want to suffer.
我们只要享乐。
We want to enjoy.
这是一个很自然的我们的人的本性。
This is a very natural response of men.
但是耶稣来到世上来拯救我们。
But Jesus, he came down to this earth to save us.
不是单单来赦免我们的罪。
Not only to merely forgive us of our sins.
当然赦免我们的罪已经是我们很大一个福气了。
Of course, having our sins forgiven is already a great blessing.
他还要改变我们的生命。
But he still wants to change our lives.
他还把我们这个罪人的本性去掉。
He wants to take away that sinful nature.
让我们有神的性情
that we may have the nature of God.
讲到主耶稣的十字架
when we speak of the cross of Christ,
明显的我们看到他是为人受苦
objectively, or evidently, we can see that he suffered for men.
他舍去自己为着世界上所有的人
he gave up his life for all the people of the earth.
这是他要死，他可以接受这个死。
And so he had to die, and he could accept that death.
那门徒的十字架也是这样同样的意思。
And disciples' cross have the same meaning.
他也是要人从他们身上得到神的祝福。
He wants to obtain the blessing of God in men.
所以这个就是我们看到这十字架不是一个对我们是一个损害的事情。
And so we can see that the cross is not something that harms us.
十字架就跟我们人性是刚好相反的。
It is exactly opposite to our human nature.
所以就是主耶稣就是要门徒背起十字架。
And so the Lord Jesus wanted the disciples to bear the cross.
那我们就看一看这个门徒要背的十字架。
So let's take a look at the cross of the disciples.
为什么要背十字架呢?
Why do they need to bear the cross?
耶稣在这段圣经里头讲到有三个理由。
And in this passage, Jesus speaks of three reasons.
他说,若有人要跟从我,就当舍己,背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
然后从35节开始, 他就讲了背十字架的有三个原因。
And from verse 35 onwards, he speaks of the three reasons of why we need to bear the cross.
第35节说,
In verse 35 it says,
因为,
Because,
因为就是说, 前面有一个事情, 为什么要这么做呢? 因为,
And so when we say because, it's because there is a previous clause linking it to the reason following afterwards.
那么35节、36节就说到, 凡是要救自己生命的,必丧掉生命, 凡为我和福音丧掉生命的,必救了生命。
And so 35 says, whoever decides to save his life will lose it, whoever loses his life will save it.
这地方有一个要救生命,一个要丧失生命。
And so we can see on one hand, You want to save your life, on the other hand, you want to lose your life.
一个是救,一个是失。
One is save, and the other is lose.
那么36节到37节,
And in verse 36 to verse 37,
主耶稣讲到第二个要背十字架的原因,
He speaks of the second reason why we need to bear the cross.
他说人就是赚得全世界,赔上自己的生命,有什么益处呢? 人还能拿什么换生命呢?
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
这个地方就讲到一个是挣,就是gain,一个就是loss,
And so we see this contrast. On one hand, we have gain, and on the other side, we have loss.
你要赚的全世界,就是得到全世界了。
If you want to gain the whole world, you can gain the whole world.
但是你要失去你的生命。
But you will lose your life.
这是第二个原因。
And this is the second reason.
第三个原因,
And the third reason,
38节到39节,
in verse 38,
他就讲到,凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代,把我的和的道当作可耻的,人子在他父的荣耀里,从圣天使降临的时候,也要把那人当作可耻的。
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of the Father with the holy angels.
这个地方讲到有两种的时间,
and so here it speaks of two times.
一个是现在的世代,
One is this current generation.
现在的世代是个罪恶淫乱的时代,
and the current generation is a generation full of adultery and sin.
所以说也讲到将来的时代,
And then he speaks of a future generation.
是一个荣耀的时代,
is a glorious generation.
在父的荣耀里的那个时代,
is a generation in the glory of the Father.
主耶稣在这里讲到有两种的时间,
and so he speaks of two times, two generations.
也同时就说明到有两个世界,
and so it tells us there are two worlds.
一个是现在的时代,
One,
现在世界,
one is the current time, the current world.
一个是要来的世界,
And one is the world to come.
一个是现在,
one is current.
一个是将来,
and one is in the future.
如果你现在把主跟主的道当作可耻的,
and if today you are ashamed of the Lord and His words,
那么在将来要来那个时代, 父跟主耶稣也会把你当作可耻的。
Then in the age to come, the Father and the Son will also be ashamed of you.
所以我们看那耶稣, 在讲这个三个原因的时候,
And so when we see the Lord Jesus speaking of these three reasons,
第一个讲到这个 save and loss,
First of all, he talks about saving and losing.
你得到,救了跟失去。
What you save and what you lose.
第二个他讲到你挣得和赔上。
And then later on, what you gain and what you lose.
他又讲到这个世界和将来的世界。
And then later on, he speaks of the current world and the future world.
主耶稣在这里啊, 在讲到十字架的时候
，and so here the Lord Jesus speaks of the cross.
他讲到十字架一个反合性
，and so he speaks of this paradox.
反过来又合在一起，相反又合在一起。
It seems like they're opposite, but at the same time they're the same.
那英文呢比较好，好像比较容易理解 the paradox 啊。
And so in English, we describe this as a paradox.
这个中文很难翻译。
And in Chinese, it's a little bit difficult to explain.
我看过几个翻译的话，我看了以后也不明白。
And I looked at several translations, and I just couldn't understand it.
那什么叫做 paradox 呢
？So what is a paradox?
就是把两样相反的东西放在一起。
It is when you put two opposite things together.
好像是非而可能是。
It seems like perhaps it can be.
就是好像是两个也不一样，但是两个都有一个关系。
It seems like they're different, but at the same time, you can join them together.
你就可以想到，怎么又是失掉生命，又是得到生命呢
？So when you think about it, how can you gain a life or lose a life at the same time?
什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of it?
什么叫做赚的世界又赔上自己生命呢
？What does it mean to gain the world and lose your own life?
这两个完全是一个相反的东西。
Because it seems like these two things are totally different.
但是这个两个相反东西放在一起来说明一个真理。
But these two opposite things are put together and it speaks of a truth.
这就是一个 paradox.
And this is a paradox.
使得这个真理呢更加令我们能够深刻的来领会。
And may we be able to truly understand this truth.
所以这主耶稣讲的话真是一个非常智慧的话。
And so the words of the Lord is indeed the words of wisdom.
后来我们看见在书信里头保罗也常常用这样的话。
And later on in the letters of Paul, we see that he also speaks in this manner.
我们可以看看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
我们看第十节十一节十二节
We'll read from verse 10 to verse 12
这里保罗就讲到他说身上常带着耶稣的死使耶稣生也显明在我们身上
Here he speaks of carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesusthat the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake.
使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
这样看来死是在我们身上发动生却在你们身上发动。
So then death is working in us, but life in you.
保罗在这个地方一个用了生一个用了死。
And so here Paul speaks of death and life.
这也是两个相反的东西。
And these are two opposite things.
你要么就生要么就死。
You're either alive or you're dead.
现在保罗说你是又生又死。
But now Paul says, you're dead and you're also alive.
这什么意思呢
What is the meaning of it?
好像保罗在这里说
It's as if Paul is saying,
他说我什么时候软弱啊我就什么时候刚强了。
Whenever I am weak, then I am strong.
软弱好像死一样的。
And weakness is like death.
但是刚强呢就是生。
But being strong is like living.
保罗说我有痛苦。
And so Paul says, I have suffering.
但是呢我有靠主呢大大的喜乐。
But By the Lord, I can rejoice.
痛苦苦难是死
And so suffering is death.
但是呢喜乐呢又是生
But rejoicing is life.
保罗说我虽然被囚在这个监狱里头
And Paul says, although I am imprisoned,
但是呢我凡事都能做
But I can do all things.
被关在监狱里好像死的一样
If you're in jail, it's like you're dead.
什么事情都不能做的
You can't do anything.
但是保罗说我又凡事都能做
But Paul says, I can do all things.
我活的。
I live.
我生的。
I am alive.
所以我们看见保罗也用这个 paradox 在讲明这个生命在我们身上的作用。
And so Paul also speaks of this paradox about this life that is in us.
到第四章的十二节他又说。
And in chapter 4, verse 12, he goes on to say,
他说死是在我们身上发动。生 却在你们身上发动。
So then death is working in us, but life in you.
他说因为说我常常的为了耶稣的缘故在这个死的情况之下。
He says that for the sake of Christ, he is always under the condition of death.
我是一个软弱的。
I am weak.
我也经过很多的苦难。
And I have suffered much.
我被关在监狱里头。
I am imprisoned in jail.
这好像是耶稣的死就在我身上一样。
And so it is as if the death of the Lord Jesus is in me.
但是呢，这样的话呢，使耶稣的生呢显明在我身上。
But at the same time, it causes the life of Christ to be manifested in me.
因为虽然有这样的情况底下，但是呢，我却是活的。
But even though I am under such circumstances, I am actually alive and living.
而且他说，不但这生显明在我们的身上。
And not only that that life is manifested in us,
但是呢，这生呢，也在你们身上工作。
But it's also working in you.
这就看到保罗的意思就这样的。
And so this is the meaning of Paul.
他说，这个我们如果认识这个生耶稣的生和耶稣的死的关系。
If we understand the relationship between the life of Christ and the death of Christ,
不但叫我们能够得到这个让主耶稣的能力显明在我们身上。
Not only will we allow the strength of the Lord Jesus to be manifested in us,
而且也让这样的耶稣的生能够显明在其他的人身上。
It will also enable the life of the Lord Jesus to be manifested in others as well.
所以我们要向别人传福音，要把耶稣介绍给别人。
And so if we want to share the gospel with other people,
保罗就告诉我们，你一定要让耶稣的死呢，能够在你的身上。
Then Paul says we must have the dying of the Lord Jesus in us.
所以这就是耶稣所说的，为什么你要背十字架。
And this is the reason why Jesus says we need to bear the cross.
十字架看起来是死。
If you look on the surface, the cross seems like it's death.
但是却让我们能够得到耶稣的生。
But in fact, it allows us to receive the life of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣在这里讲的，保罗在书信里头也一直用这样的方法来讲这个生与死的关系。
And so we see Jesus speaking of life and death, and we see Paul speaking in the same fashion as well.
那我们在哥林多后书第六章还看到保罗这么说的。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we see Paul saying,
在第六章第八节到第十节。
In verse 8 to verse 10,
保罗讲到他的耶稣的生跟耶稣的死在他身上怎么工作的。
And he speaks of how the life of the Lord Jesus and the death of the Lord Jesus is working in him.
第八节就说荣耀羞辱。
By honor and dishonor.
那看起来是在人看是羞辱的。
In the eyes of man, it looks like dishonor.
但是却是荣耀的。
But in actuality, it is honor.
恶名美名。
By evil report and good report.
人看起来是一个恶名。
And so people may see it as an evil report.
但是实际上却是一个美名。
But in reality, it is a good report.
那似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
As deceivers and yet true.
啊，那么他底下又讲呢，似乎不为人所知呢，却是人所共知的。
As unknown and yet well known.
似乎要死，却是活的了。
As dying and behold we live.
似乎受责罚，却是不至丧命的。
As chastened and yet not killed.
似乎是忧愁的，却是常常快乐的。
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足。
As poor yet making many rich.
但是底下说，似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
And he goes on to say, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
所以保罗把这个两种完全不同相反的东西放在一起。
And so Paul, he put two opposite things together.
看起来好像这个保罗是样样都一无所有的。
And it seems like Paul has nothing indeed.
好像他是贫穷的。
As if he is poor.
他是忧愁的。
He is sorrowful.
他是要死的。
And that he is dying.
这些都说到这个在人看起来，这些加在基督跟基督徒身上的东西好像都是不好的。
And so from the eyes of men, it seems like all those things that happen to Christians are bad.
但是却是对我们最有益处的。
But in fact, it benefits us. It has life.
所以主耶稣在讲到为什么要背十字架的时候,
and so when the Lord Jesus speaks of bearing the cross,
他就把这样的两个相反的东西放在一起, 叫我们看见这个真理。
He puts two opposite things together such that we may be able to see the truth.
那我们就回来看看耶稣所说的。
And so we want to take a look at what Jesus said.
舍己背十字架。
Deny yourself and take up the cross.
这是什么意思?
What is the meaning of this?
背十字架在当时的话就是处死刑的人他们所要领到的。
Bearing the cross is a process that people go through when they have to die.
所以舍己就是背十字架就接受这个死。
And so to deny yourself and bear the cross, it means that you are now accepting death.
所以舍己跟背十字架是一个事情的两个方面。
And so to deny yourself and bearing the cross is the two sides of a coin.
这个死有两方面。
Because there are two aspects to the death.
一个是 deny yourself.
On one hand, there's denying yourself.
这是对我们自己里面的灵所说的。
And it speaks of our own soul.
从里面来接受这个死。
That inwardly we receive this death.
对于一些我们自己的意识跟神的意识相反的。
When our will and the will of God conflicts,
那我们要对自己说不,
then we need to say no to ourselves.
这就是舍己,
this is denying ourselves.
就是从我们里面来说的。
And this is something that happens in us.
同样有一个事情临到我们,
and in the same manner, if something comes upon us,
我们人里头一定有一些反应出来的。
We have a response to it.
或者我们接受这个神的意思。
Perhaps we will accept the will of God.
或者呢,我们就是不接受神的意思。
Or perhaps we will reject the will of God.
当我们不肯接受神的意思,
when we refuse to accept the will of God,
你就不能够舍己了。
Then you cannot deny yourself.
舍己就是放下你自己的意思。
Denying yourself, it means that you let go of your own will.
来接受神的意思。
To accept the will of God.
所以你对自己的意思说不,
so then you say no to your own will.
啊, 这就是舍己。
This is denying yourself.
这是在我们生活中间常常会遇到的。
And this is something that we encounter all the time.
我们生活在这个世界中间,
when we live in this world,
有各样的事情会临到我们。
There are many things that come upon us.
我们这个时候怎么来反应呢?
And how should we respond to them?
我们是接受神的意思, 还是按照自己的意思呢?
Do we accept God's will or do we do according to our own will?
主耶稣说, 你要舍己。
The Lord Jesus says you need to deny yourself.
你要放下你自己的意思。
You need to let go of your own will.
要按照神的意思。
And you need to do according to God's will.
那么另一方面就是背十字架。
And on the other hand, there's the bearing of the cross.
背十字架是从外面来接受人对我们的一切不合理的待遇。
And when we bear the cross, it is when we receive outwardly the things of men.
主耶稣就是这样的。
And the Lord Jesus is exactly like this.
他对要临到他的死,
when it came to receiving his death,
他也是从里面来接受这个死。
He first accepted that death inwardly.
也是从外面来接受这个死。
And he suffered that death outwardly.
我们看见主耶稣在克西马尼园的时候,
and when we witnessed the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane,
恳切地祷告,
he was praying fervently.
他是跟父说, 父啊, 若是可行, 求你把这杯挪开。
He was praying to the Father that if it is possible to remove this cup from him.
然而, 不要照我的意思, 要照你的意思。
But not according to my will, but according to the Father's will.
这个时候在克西马尼园, 这个犹大还没有来呢。
And so at that time in the Garden of Gethsemane, Judas has yet to arrive.
这个兵丁还没有来捉拿他了。
And the soldiers have yet to arrive.
但是他在克西马尼园里头已经从里面来接受了这个十字架。
But in the Garden of Gethsemane, from his inside, he came to terms to accept this death.
他在灵里头完全绝对的顺服父的意思。
And in his soul, he submitted completely to the will of the Father.
然后人把他捉拿住, 审问他, 有这个犹太人审问他, 又有比拉多审问他。
And after he was arrested, he was judged and questioned by the Jews and also by Pilate.
人讥笑他, 人侮辱他, 打他,
and people mocked him and beat him.
把他钉在十字架上,
and nailed him on the cross.
这就是他从外面也来接受这个死。
This is what it means that we receive this death outwardly.
他没有说一句话,
he did not say a word.
他没有受害, 他不说威吓的话,
he did not say any words in response to all the suffering that he suffered.
他不说话,
but he did not speak.
只有当比拉多跟犹太人问到你是不是神的儿子的时候, 他才说是。
It's only when the Jews and Pilate asked him whether he is indeed the Son of God, and he answered yes.
人把他的脸给蒙起来了,
and so people, they have covered their faces.
然后就打他,
or cover his face, and then they hit him.
你不是基督吗?
Are you not the Christ?
那你可以说是谁打你了?
Then you can say who hit you.
耶稣他不说话,
but Jesus, he did not say a word.
他从外面接受外面来的一切对他这些不好的东西。
So he received the suffering and all the bad things from the outside.
所以我们看到耶稣接受这个十字架的死的时候, 是从里面, 从外面都来接受的。
And so when we see Jesus accept the death of the cross, we see that he accepted it both from an inward way and also from an outward way.
所以他跟门徒说, 你们也要这样, 舍己, 从里面来舍己。
And so he also said to his disciples, you need to deny yourself inwardly.
你要从, 但是呢, 还要从外面来接受 人对你一切的不好的地方。
But furthermore, outwardly, you need to accept all the bad things that others do to you.
为什么你们要这么样做呢?
Why do you need to do this?
因为你是耶稣的门徒。
Because you are the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
你的主人是怎么样受到这样的待遇的话, 你也同样要接受。
And if your Lord suffers, then you also will suffer.
所以我们看到, 虽然 我们的十字架跟基督的十字架不太一样,
and although our cross and the cross of the Lord is not exactly the same,
但是有一些东西主还是要我们来跟随他向他学习的,
but there are certain things that we can learn from it.
所以我们在背十字架的时候, 既要舍己, 又要背十字架,
and so we need to deny ourselves and bear the cross at the same time.
比如说我们外面的背十字架,
sometimes we bear the cross outwardly,
但是我们里面却不太愿意,
but inwardly we refuse to accept it.
这个是主说, 你要舍己背十字架,
and so the Lord Jesus then says you need to deny yourself and bear the cross.
那我们就要看看这三个原因,
and so let's take a look at the three reasons.
第一个就是失去跟这个救,
the first one is losing and saving.
这地方都讲到生命,
here it speaks of life.
救自己的生命, 就要上吊生命,
to lose your life and to save your life.
反正为了主上吊生命, 就要救了生命,
whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
虽然生命都是一个字,
although life is the same word,
但是这个地方耶稣就说到有两种的生命,
but here Jesus, he speaks of two different lives.
一个是属地的生命,
one is the life of this world,
一个是属天的生命,
and one is a heavenly life.
那35节可以这么, 我们可以这么领会,
and we can interpret verse 35 in this way.
他说门徒啊, 如果你要救自己属地的生命呢,
if you want to save your earthly life,
你一定要损失你属灵的属天的生命,
then you will lose your heavenly life.
就讲到我们可以选择属地的生命, 也可以选择属天的生命,
and so we can choose between the earthly life and the heavenly life.
如果你是为了主要选择这个上好的属天的生命,
if for the Lord's sake you want to choose the better life, the heavenly life,
那你一定要为主的缘故, 要放下属地的生命,
then for the Lord's sake you need to give up your earthly life.
在路加福音说到一个少年官来找耶稣,
in Luke there is the young rich ruler.
他说耶稣我当怎么行才可以得到永生呢?
And he came to Lord Jesus and asked him, how can I obtain eternal life?
耶稣就问他这个诫命你守了没有?
And so the Lord Jesus asked him, well, have you kept this commandment?
这少年说什么诫命我都守了,
And the young man said, I have kept all commandments.
耶稣跟他说, 你要变卖你一切的咒诅穷人，你来跟随我。
And so what Jesus said to him, you need to sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you come and follow after me.
这少年官一听这话, 悠悠愁愁地走了。
And the young ruler, when he heard these words, he left sorrowfully.
因为他要的就是一个属地的生命。
Because what he wanted was that earthly life.
他不肯为了要来得着耶稣这个属天的生命, 他放下这些地上的东西。
He was not willing to give up the earthly life in order to obtain that heavenly eternal life from the Lord.
在属灵的道路上,
and in the spiritual path,
没有两样你都能得到的。
You cannot obtain both things.
你又要属天的生命, 又要属地的生命。
You can only choose to either have the heavenly life or the earthly life.
也不可能的。
You cannot have it both.
有一次一个传道人在讲财主和拉撒路的故事。
And one time, a preacher was speaking of the story of the rich man and Lazarus.
讲到这个拉撒路在活的时候啊，他很穷，他吃东西的话都吃不到。
And when Lazarus was alive, he was very poor and he was always hungry.
等他死了以后呢，他在亚伯兰怀里享福。
But after he died, he was enjoying himself in the bosom of Father Abraham.
这个财主呢，在活的时候呢，每天的享乐。
And the rich man, while he was alive, he enjoyed every day of his life.
然后到死了以后呢，却在阴间受苦。
But when he died, he was suffering in Hades.
这传道人就问下面的听众说：“你到底要做拉撒路呢，还是做财主呢？”
And so the preacher asked the listener, "Do you want to become the rich man, or do you want to become Lazarus?"
那下面有个小孩子就说了。
And there was a young child that responded in such a way.
他说我活的时候要做财主，死了以后要做拉撒路。
And he said, "When I'm living, I want to be Lazarus, and when I'm dead, I want to When I'm living, I want to be like the rich man, and when I'm dead, I want to be like Lazarus."
你可能不可能啊
？Is this possible?
啊，就是你不能同时又做财主，同时又做拉撒路。
You cannot be both the rich man and Lazarus.
所以这个地方说，你要为了主失去生命的。
And so here it says, if you lose your life for the Lord's sake, you will save it.
为什么你要跟从主背十字架呢?
Why do you need to bear the cross and follow the Lord?
因为你要得着这个宝贵的生命。
Because you want to obtain this precious life.
尽管背十字架会叫你失去地上的这些享乐或者这些好处。
Yes, if you bear the cross today, perhaps you'll lose the enjoyment in this life.
但是如果你是为要得着上好的福分，你就应该舍己背十字架。
But if you want to obtain the better part, then you must deny yourself and bear the cross.
那下面又说，人就是赚得全世界，若赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
And later on, it goes on to say, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?"
这地方讲到两种的价值。And
so here it talks about two value systems.
一个是在世界上今生的。And
one speaks of the current world, this life.
一个是在天上的。And
one speaks of the future in heaven.
全世界。The
whole world.
是现在你所能得到的。It's
something we can obtain today.
但是底下说你还有一个宝贵的生命。But
here it goes on to say that you also have a precious life.
天上的福分。
You have this heavenly inheritance.
你不能说我今天要得到世界。
You cannot say that today I want to obtain the world.
将来我去得到我宝贵的生命。
And in the future, when I go to heaven, I want to obtain that precious life.
所以常常在世界上的，我们会遇到两种的不同的价值的东西。
And so today we encounter these two value systems.
我们到底选择哪一样呢？
Which one do we choose?
你是为了 要得到上好的福分呢，还是为了得到暂时的一点的东西呢？
Do you want to obtain something temporal, or do you want to obtain your eternal inheritance?
所以主耶稣就说，人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
And so that is why Jesus said, "What will a man give in exchange for his soul?"
我们在旧约圣经里头看到，约书亚带领以色列人进了迦南以后，
In the Old Testament, we see. After Joshua led the people into Canaan,
他们地上在耶利哥就打了胜仗了。That
they fought a successful battle at Jericho.
耶利哥是一个很大很坚固的城市。And
Jericho is a strong fortified city.
以色列人从来没有打过仗。And
the Israelites at that time, they were not skilled in warfare. But this time they were successful in war. And then the second time they had to fight Ai.
他们失败了。
And they failed.
埃城是个小的城市。
And Ai is a small city.
但是他们却失败了。
But they failed.
后来一查出来, 原来是一个叫做雅干的拿了一些不该拿的东西。
And then later on they discovered it's because Achan took something that he was not supposed to take.
结果就连累了整个以色列人。
And as a result, it affected all the Israelites.
他拿什么东西啊? 拿了衣服, 拿了一些金银财宝。
He took some precious jewels and some clothing.
但是是得到一些东西了。
Yes, he obtained something.
但是确实使以色列人失去了，死了很多人。
But because of that, many of the Israelites died.
所以这个我们看到，你要得到世界，那你会损失一些上好的福分。
And so today, if you want to obtain the world, then you will lose a part of your internal inheritance.
我读到这个多次读到戴德生的传记的时候，我都很受到感动。
And every time when I read about
Hudson Taylor, 他这个里面的顺服主、跟随主的经历啊，真是非常的宝贵。
His experience of following the Lord is very precious.
如果弟兄姊妹、青年人你没有读过这本传记的话，我建议你。 能够好好的看一看，读一读。
And if you young brothers and sisters have never read his biography, I encourage you to read it.
这其中讲到他在年轻的时候跟一个女子很要好。
And it speaks of when he was young, he had a very good relationship with a young girl.
他们两个人的感情也是慢慢的增加了。
And they fell in love.
那个时候戴德生他已经预备要到中国去传道。
And at that time, Hudson Taylor already decided he wanted to go to China to preach.
可是这个女孩子呢，却是对他去传道的事情啊，好像不太同意。
But then that young girl did not really want him to go.
所以他就问他，你非要到中国去传道不可吗？
And she asked him, do you really have to go to China to preach?
他意思就是说， 假如你能够在英国来服侍主，那么岂不是好得多吗？
And so she suggested to him, is it not better if you can serve in England?
那戴德生弟兄呢，他爱主，但是又爱这个女孩子。
And so Hudson Taylor, he loved both the Lord and that young girl.
他内心就征战很大。
And so he had a very big conflict in his heart.
如果他坚持要到中国去，
if he will go to China,
很可能他就失去了 女子对他的爱，
very likely he will lose the love of the young lady.
他这样的话，这牺牲太过大了。
And he felt that the sacrifice was indeed too great.
年轻的男女啊，在爱的时候啊，就把这个爱情看到比任何事情都要大的。
And when young people fall, and when young people fall in love, they see that it is just so important to them.
你们这个岁数大的也经过这个阶段的吧。
And for those of you who are older, you all have experienced this in your lives.
戴德生一心就要跟随主，要为了主把自己都摆上。
And Hudson Taylor, he was committed to the Lord and he wants to give himself to the Lord.
但看起来好像撒旦不太甘心，他继续的在跟随主往前。
But Satan, he was not willing to let Hudson Taylor to continue to follow the Lord.
后来这个女子就下了最后警告了。
And so that young lady gave him a final warning.
她说，我不愿意陪你到中国去传道的。
She said, I'm not willing to come with you to China.
我的父亲也不愿意我跟你一块去的。
And my father would not allow it.
你跟他说什么都没有用的。
Whatever you say to him will be of no avail.
他连听都不要听。
He would even refuse to listen.
那如果你一定要去中国传道，
But if you do go to China to preach,
你就把我们就断绝关系。
Then we'll break up.
如果要跟他订婚，
And if you want to be engaged,
那你就要不要去中国，
Then you cannot go to China.
你两者不可以兼得。
You cannot have both.
这女的实在是很厉害。
And so that young lady, she was very determined.
这个戴德生这个时候信心真是在动摇。
And so at that time, the faith of Hudson Taylor was shaking.
他极端的痛苦。
And he felt very painful inside.
所以撒旦就在他耳朵旁边说些话来试探他。
So Satan was speaking to him.
他说，你在英国传道不是一样也服侍主吗？
tempting him say that, can you not serve the Lord in England?
这也很好啊。
Is this not good as well?
同时服侍主, 同时又得到这个女孩子。
You can have the young lady and also serve the Lord at the same time.
但是戴德生心里头想, 就知道, 是主的意思要他去中国的。
But Hudson Taylor knew deep in his heart that it was the will of God for him to go to China.
所以他就迫切地向主祷告, 主啊, 你来救我。
And so he prayed fervently to the Lord, saying, Lord, save me.
在有个星期天,
and after the Sunday service, he returned home.
他回到家里以后,
and he remembered the Lord's love. And his heart was melted by the Lord's love. And so he submitted to God.
他就跟这个女子停下来,
and so he broke off that relationship with the young lady.
他牺牲了这个女孩子,
he lost the young lady.
他就为了得到基督,
in order to obtain Christ.
这是保罗所说的,
and just like Paul says,
我以我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝,
that I count all things as lost in order to know the Lord Jesus.
对,就是要为了他丢弃万事, 看作粪土, 为了得到基督。
That is to obtain Jesus, he counts all things as lost.
他就一个人,
and so on his own, he went to China to preach.
过了五年以后,
and after 5 years,
主为他预备, 在中国预备也是一个从, 外国来的一个女孩子结婚了。
The Lord prepared for him a young lady in China that also came from overseas.
他们结婚了46年,
and they married for 46 years.
最后都死在中国。
And they both died in China.
我们看到戴德生就是他为要得到基督, 就可以放下自己的所爱的。
And so we see that Hudson Taylor, in order to obtain Christ, he was able to give up what he loved.
所以我们青年人也是这样的。
And so it should be the same for us young people.
比如说主会把不同的东西让我们遇到。
Sometimes the Lord Jesus allows us to encourage different things.
到底我们要什么呢?
And so what do we choose?
我们是要世界上的东西呢? 我们还是要主的东西呢?
Do we want the things of this world or the things of the Lord?
这个是主要我们舍己背十字架的原因。
This is the reason why the Lord wants us to deny ourselves and bear the
cross. 要我们拣选主的上好的福分。
That we would choose that better inheritance which we have in the Lord.
第三个原因就是我们将来有一天 都要来到主的面前的。
And the third reason is that one day we will all come before the Lord.
如果你今天不跟随主,
if today you do not follow after him,
将来你见主面的时候, 你会觉得羞愧。
Then in the future when you meet him, you will be ashamed.
因为主为你钉的十字架死了。
Because the Lord was nailed on the cross for you.
你为他做了什么呢?
What have you done for him?
你怎么不能够顺服他呢?
How can you not submit to him?
所以在这个 将来的世界跟今天的世界, 这两个世界中间, 你怎么够来选择?
So between the current world and the future world, which one are you going to choose?
现在就决定你将来的。
Because today determines your tomorrow.
今天你是怎么跟随主的?
How you follow the Lord today?
那么将来必定在主面前会得到他的赏赐。
Will determine what you receive from the Lord in the future.
所以主耶稣借着这些, 来叫门徒舍己来跟随他。
And so the Lord encouraged his disciples to deny themselves and follow and then bear the cross.
舍己跟随, 背十字架跟随耶稣, 是基督徒一个特点。
And to deny ourselves to bear the cross and follow the Lord Jesus is an identifying mark of Christians.
有一次一个基督徒, 有撒旦在他耳朵旁边说一些话。
And one time, a Christian was tempted by Satan.
他说你自称是神的仆人。
And Satan said to him, you say that you are the servant of God.
到底你比我有什么长处呢?
How are you better than me?
你说你禁食。
You say that you are
fasting.
但是我不用吃饭的。 But I do not need to eat.
你说我没有犯过奸淫。
And you say that I never committed adultery.
我也没有犯过奸淫啊。
And so he says, I have never committed adultery.
那是撒旦就提了一大堆的这个他没有犯过的罪。
And so Satan spoke of all the sins that he did not commit.
这个时候的基督徒想了一下怎么说呢?
And so the Christian thought, how should I give a response?
他说我否认自己。
He said that, I deny myself.
我舍己来跟随耶稣。
I deny myself and follow the Lord.
你从来没有舍己跟随过耶稣。
You never denied yourself and followed the Lord.
所以舍己跟随耶稣就是基督徒一个特点。
So denying ourselves and following the Lord is an identifying mark for all Christians.
人家问你是不是基督徒?
People ask you, are you a Christian?
你说我是基督徒。
He says, yes, I am.
表示说你就是舍己被十字架来跟随耶稣。And
it means that you are one who denies yourself, bears the cross, and follows after the Lord Jesus.
可以这么说。
You can say this.
如果你不肯舍己跟随耶稣,
if you are not willing to deny yourself, bear the cross, and follow after the Lord Jesus,
你就不配称为基督徒这个称号。
Then you're not worthy to be called a Christian.
但是我们都愿意来跟随耶稣。
But we're all willing to follow after the Lord. And may the Lord truly strengthen us.
叫我们都能够舍己天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
That we may be able to deny ourselves and daily bear the cross and follow after him.
那我们低头一同祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们感谢你这样的爱我们。
Lord, we thank you that you love us in such a manner.
你不但为我们在十字架死了,
that not only did you die for us on the cross,
你还要我们能够磨成你的形象,
but you want us to be conformed to your image.
你要我们舍己来背十字架来跟随你,
you want us to deny ourselves, to bear the cross and follow after you.
我们把自己再放在主的手中,
and so we once again place ourselves in your hand.
我们都愿意说我们愿意来跟随你,
and we want to say that we want to follow after you.
可能这跟随主也不是很容易,
and we understand that at times it might be difficult.
但是求你坚定我们的心智,
but may you strengthen the determination of our heart.
也借着你的话和借着你的灵来扶持我们,
and through your words and through your spirit, strengthen us.
叫我们能够跟随你, 最后能够得到你的称赞,
that we may be able to follow after you and in the end receive your praise.
我们求你祝福每个弟兄姊妹,
we ask that you bless every brother and sister.
让我们能够得着你作为至宝,
that we may obtain you to, as the most precious thing in our life.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.